We love world firsts on FocusMeIreland.com, and today is no exception. Irish company VStream has developed the world's first 5D animation technology. The 5D show Elbow Saves Christmas rolled out in Westfield London and Westfield Stratfield shopping centres in the UK. On the line with me now is Andrew Jenkinson from VStream. Andrew, we've grown up with 2D. We're just getting used to 3D, and now you've developed 5D. Tell us, what is 5D animation?
Sure. Well, I suppose it's important to start out with the understanding of, it starts with 3D, so stereoscopic 3D, be that animated 3D or live action 3D. So essentially, you put on your glasses, be it passive or active glasses, and you watch content such as Avatar or Toy Story 3D. So you start with a 3D movie, and the fourth dimension would be physical elements, such as, so for example, in the content we've just developed for Westfield Shopping Centre in the UK, Elbow Saves Christmas, the film features a robot reindeer motorcycle chase sequence. And as the characters are flying through the sky, the audience feels fans blowing wind in their face. At the end of the experience, an elf blows glitter from the screen, and there's a physical confetti cannon shoots elf dust out into the audience. So the fourth dimension really kind of brings in a physical element to the passive watching of the stereoscopic 3D. Mm. We've developed a fifth dimension, which is patent pending technology we've built within VStream, which is personalization. So in real time, we process all of the people in the audience and allow them to star in the film. So as the children in Westfield Shopping Center are walking into Santa's Grotto, where Elbow Saves Christmas is displayed, their photographs are taken on an iPad application that we developed, and their names are taken. And throughout the content of the film, all of their faces and their names are displayed within the film. So the fifth dimension is personalization. So our goal with this type of content is to really create the most immersive and engaging piece of content possible. So you've got your stereoscopic 3D, which really brings the content out of the screen and immerses you from a visual perspective. You've then got the fourth dimension elements, which are wind or light or snow or water, whatever the fourth 4D elements might be, which adds a physical connection to the content. And then the personalization brings an emotional connection to the content. So we find that the combination of all of those elements really makes it hugely engaging and a very unique platform.
And what kind of knock-on effect is this going to have for the movie industry? I mean, the movie industry we know at this moment in time is huge, especially huge into 3D. And if done right, a 3D film can be really top quality and really immersive for the audience. So 5D is just taking it to that next level. Could this change movies as we see it?
I strongly believe that it will. I think one of the things with entertainment is that we've seen a very big shift from passive to interactive. So traditionally, people consume content by sitting back and watching something, whereas new technology is allowing people to engage. So, for example, our technology allowing people to star within a movie. We've seen even on more kind of larger scale international productions, I think Spy Kids was one of the first pieces of content to be promoted as 4D, a 4D cinema attraction, so global release. But what they did was they had a scratch and sniff card. Now, it's very, very low tech, but we're starting to see a big shift towards much more interactive, much more engaging platforms for content, and kind of emerging, I suppose, between visual content such as films and animation and interactive content such as games. And I think we'll start to find the lines between those two industries blurring quite a lot in the future.
And how far away do you think we are of fully blown Hollywood blockbuster movies in 5D?
I think it's still very early days. So the content we developed for Westfield was the world's first. It was the second project that we did. We developed something for Aviva in 2010 called the Aviva Stadium 3D Experience, which was a stereoscopic 3D movie. It was live action, and it featured George Hook and the stars of the Irish soccer and rugby teams. But it was, again, personalized, so you got to star in it. There's an equipment investment, and there's an infrastructure that needs to be built. So worldwide rollout is probably a little bit away, but I think we're going to start to see these things as experiential events in the likes of football stadia, in the likes of tourist attractions and theme parks very, very soon. And then a natural progression will be to make cinemas themselves a little bit more interactive. But I think the in-home entertainment industry also has a huge potential to take this content to the new level as well, because people have internet-enabled TVs, people have connected devices in their household as well. So while blockbuster movies in the cinema may not have 5D elements incorporated very, very quickly, I think interactive DVDs, Blu-rays, and interactive home theater entertainment could be a little bit sooner.
So there is the potential that we could see older movies done on DVD or on Blu-ray that could be potentially made into 5D?
Absolutely. There's technology, even in consumer 3D TVs, that can turn 2D content into 3D content. And then building the interactive elements, depending on the nature of the content. When we produce content for personalization, for example, there's a very, very specific way that we need to either shoot the movie or design the animation to make sure that it makes sense from a narrative point of view, to have you, the viewer, starring in it. But depending on the nature of content, certainly old movies could be treated in such a way to make them more interactive and make them 5D, and certainly newer content can be tailored for it. But the level of engagement and interactivity, it's really limitless now that technology and content have come together. So we're looking at creating much more engaging and immersive interactive content. So for example, non-linear stories, which a lot of people may have remembered reading these kind of fantasy books when they were children, where you would, at the end of a chapter, you would choose the decision point and then, you know, jump to chapter 5 if you choose decision point A, or jump to chapter 10 if you choose decision point B, and create your own story. Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking at creating content that allows the viewer and the user to do that with filmic content or with animation content. So what that means is people can really create their own story and also star in their own story, and potentially have fans blowing their hair at the same time as well. So there really is it's a very exciting space, and there's a huge scope for creativity and technical innovation in it.
Now, that's a great novel idea, but it's not the only thing that VStream does. What else does VStream do?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose VStream, we would describe the company as a digital content marketing company. So what we do is we create digital content. So we develop games, we develop apps for social networks, for smartphones, for iPads. We develop interactive content such as the Viva 3D experience or the Elbow Saves Christmas experience. We do a lot of high-end content production. So we created a film for Jemison Irish Whiskey for the old Jemison Distillery. We have a lot of software platforms that we developed in-house. So a web TV platform, which allows people to host their own online TV channel. And we do international live online event production as well. So we do a campaign called the Global Party for an Irish brand every year, which celebrates St. Patrick's Day internationally. So we kind of have a very strong background in marketing. So we understand that marketing now, content creation, there are so many different platforms, and brands need to deliver a message on all of these platforms. So you have your print ads, your TV ads, your cinema ads. People are now creating a lot more online video content. They're creating games. Smartphone apps is a massively growing industry. So we've just launched an agency, which is a sister company of VStream's, called Vocal. And Vocal is a social media and mobile agency. And we've just developed an app for Cadbury's called Share a Square, which allows people to send each other virtual squares of chocolate and receive a free Dairy Milk in the post after having sent a certain amount of squares. And we're starting to see brands really embrace the nature of that multi-platform content, and also creating a link between their traditional print media, so creating a print ad, but incorporating a QR code or incorporating augmented reality into that print ad, which then brings people into an online and a more interactive space and allows the brand to deliver deeper engagement, a better message, but it also creates more engagement for the consumer, which, you know, if you're a brand, you want people to spend more time engaging with your brand. So digital content is kind of the core of what we do. And at the moment, we feel we're sort of really well positioned in the Irish and the international market to create any kind of content, but the more interesting, the better.
I suppose it's a sign of the times, really, isn't it, that people are looking for more and more immersive experiences. Yes, companies are still using the traditional media, radio, television, and newspaper, but companies are now using more immersive, more interactive ways of engaging with the customers. And I suppose it allows them to see almost instantaneous results about profiling, demographics, etc. when they use that interactive marketing, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things. It can be a stick that's used to beat digital marketing, the fact that it is so immediately accountable. So clients may say, nobody in Carlow at 2 o'clock last Tuesday clicked on my banner ad. Why is that, to their agency? But it's very, very important that everything is benchmarked against like for like in the industry. So, you know, there are statistics that you can glean from TV ads, from newspaper reach, and therefore the potential uplift from media ads. But digital content is immediately trackable, immediately accessible. And you can tailor your content for people's specific likes, interests, and the information that they have chosen themselves to share publicly online. So it's becoming, a lot of people have mentioned, especially in the space that we're in, films like Minority Report, and how it's, you know, ads are on the back of cereal boxes are going to know who you are and deliver a message, and you'll walk into a shop and people will greet, the ads will greet you by name. I mean, it is technically possible. It's just very important that a balance is created between overly intruding in people's personal and private information, but also creating a tailored message. We see an awful lot less wastage in digital media because you can target specific demographics. You can target by geographic location. So I can deliver an ad to somebody who is based in the Midlands about an event that's happening there and never show it to anybody anywhere else in the country or in the world, which means my media spend is very, very focused on exactly where I'm trying to target. And that's something that has become very valuable for marketers, especially when budgets are being cut and people are quite rightly looking for more return on investment on their marketing budgets.
Let's talk a little bit about the actual animation industry in Ireland. I mean, it's growing year by year. We've had a number of our Academy Award nominations and indeed winners, I believe. Why is it that companies like Pixar and Disney are beginning to turn their attention to Ireland and Irish animators?
I think there's a number of reasons behind it. We have a very, very strong creative heritage in Ireland, and I think we also have a very unique ability to innovate and move with the times. We were the world's greatest exporter of software at one point, which for a small island is a fantastic accolade. So there's a massive amount of creative talent in Ireland, and animation, and certainly the type of animation we're seeing coming out of Ireland at the moment, which is either 3D or stereoscopic 3D animation, and the types of interactive work that the likes of VStream would produce, we're seeing that the creative and the technical skill sets are really coming to the fore. It's an industry that has it has huge potential for growth, and there's been some great news stories even recently. Some Irish animation companies have announced massive job openings for 2012 and 2013. And I think what we're also starting to see is that animation companies and gaming companies are working together, international clients. So from VStream's perspective, we've had UK clients and US clients come to us for our work. Other animation companies are doing massive international productions. And I think it's become a very hot area for international companies because they recognize the talent that we have here, but also the fact that the talent doesn't stand still, that Irish animation companies and digital media companies are constantly evolving and constantly coming up with new things. So it's not the first time we've seen a world's first come out of an Irish company. And if VStream and our other companies of our ilk have anything to do with it most certainly won't be the last, which is great, especially in the climate that we're in economically at the moment. It's important that the knowledge economy and the creative industries are constantly fighting our corner, because it isn't something that can be outsourced to a low cost provider to just churn out animation after animation. It does require real creative thought, real creative talent, and that's what we believe we have a very strong position within Ireland, and hopefully it will continue for the long term future.
What about you guys yourselves, VStream? Where do you see yourselves in 3 or 4 years' time when your patent comes through for the 5D technology? Can we expect to see you taking trips to Hollywood, to LA, to the movie hotspots around the world?
We're starting to do an awful lot more work internationally. So definitely the US, the likes of Hollywood, there's massive opportunities for us with big sports sports brands as well. So we're talking to the likes of McLaren and Chelsea and the Red Sox over in the US about creating kind of personalized 3D, 4D, 5D experiences for fans. So we see ourselves as expanding very rapidly internationally. We're hoping to open offices in the UK early 2012. And we have plans to create a presence in the US probably towards the latter half of next year. And I suppose in 3 to 4 years, hopefully a very large but predominantly Irish-based innovation production company is where we see ourselves and hope to just be bigger and stronger.
Well, I think if you keep creating 5D technology and new immersive interactive experiences, we'll probably be talking to you again. Andrew Jenkinson from VStream, thanks for joining us on InFocus today, and the very best of luck with your business over the next year.
Thank you very much indeed. A pleasure talking to you.